It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Two top executives of the solar energy company Solyndra are expected in Washington next week, called to the carpet in front of a House committee to explain why Solyndra went bankrupt late last month. Companies go under all the time, but Solyndra was the recipient of a $535 million government loan. It was supposed to usher in a new era of green energy jobs. Katie Fehrenbacher covers green technology for GigaOhm. She says Solyndra was offering a new approach to solar, but the numbers didn't add up.
They are a thin film solar company, and there's actually a bunch of them that were developed in Silicon Valley around the same time frame, 2005, 2006, and a lot of venture capitalists put a lot of money into these firms. Solyndra was different than a lot of the other ones in that they designed their panels to be tube-shaped. So instead of the kind of flat, heavy panels of traditional solar rooftop panels, Solyndra panels are a long series of thin tubes that in theory are supposed to be, the overall cost of installing the system is supposed to be a lot lower than installing the traditional solar panels.
Why did Solyndra fail?
Solyndra's manufacturing costs were just way too high. From the beginning, everybody knew this, that Solyndra's costs were a lot higher than their competitors and a lot higher than traditional solar panel makers. But the company's idea was that through economy of scale, through building these huge factories, that the cost of manufacturing would go down. And also at the same time that the overall cost of installing the system would be lower. So say you can hire lower cost workers to kind of put these on roofs without the more capital-intensive systems that would need to put a traditional solar panel on the roof. But clearly that didn't happen, and the company ran out of money.
It wasn't the only one. Solyndra is one of three solar companies to go bankrupt last month. Marketplace's Steve Henn has been following that industry. Steve, what's going on?
Solar panels, photovoltaic cells from China have gotten much, much cheaper. Prices have fallen between 20 and 30% in the last year. Even with the price reductions in solar power, it's not a price competitive technology compared with things like natural gas or nuclear power in most parts of the country. So it relies on subsidies. And the biggest backers of solar power have been in Europe, Germany, and Italy. And those economies are in turmoil now with the debt crisis, and there's a real fear in the industry that their support of solar power will falter because of the financial crisis, and that will lead to even more oversupply. I think the longer-term future for solar power is bright. I mean, the holy grail here is that solar power gets to a point where it's competitive on price with all the other energy technologies out there, and it's getting much, much closer. But it's not there yet, so crossing that final bridge is going to be tough.
Marketplace's Steve Henn. That's I Might, a song from The Whole Love, the upcoming album from the band Wilco. The band is heading out on tour, and they're crowdsourcing the backdrops of their concerts. Wilco's holding an open call online for videos of the cities where they're playing. The videos will be judged, and the winning ones will join the band on stage, so fans in that city can see what their own city would be like if Wilco was there, which of course they already are. It's a highly meta contest. We have a link to where you can enter and see entries that have already come in. Go to marketplacetech.org. While there, sign up for our daily memo, What You Need to Know About Tech, sent to you in electric mail format. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.